Hello again.
Hang on. Welcome to RTSC Talk Radio with your host, Steve Holte, and co-host Sharon Mikey and Kristen Morris. All right, we're live. RTSC Talk Radio with Steve Holte, and I'm with Kristen Morris. This is the Blog Talk Radio edition. We're just trying out Blog Talk to see if it works. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we'll see about how it goes. Anybody's out there listening, actually, let us know.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I really don't. You know, I see this thing pop up on the screen that says intro music. I'm like, cool, I have intro music. I plugged it in. It played it, so...
So you know what you're doing. You're your own producer.
I guess. This is very funny. I don't know. It's fun, though. I like doing it. Let's, Sharon is not here, so let me see if I can get her back on the phone.
Okay. And then you'd like to...
Hey, why is that so loud? Hang on.
Hey, he did it.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
we're here.
Yay.
Are you still driving?
What's that?
I'm not driving, so I'm guessing she's talking to you, Sharon.
Yeah.
Am I driving? No, I just walked in my door.
Excellent.
Just got home from work.
So any RTSC converts today in your job?
No, but I had a really cool thing happen the other night, and I files from, and I was doing a lady's hair at her house, and I snuck out on her neck because her husband had died recently. I'm horrible. And so I was out on her deck doing a session smoking a cigarette. I got a really cool file. It's a hair concern, and I played it for Steve. It's actually pretty cool and pretty clear, but there's a lot more in that session, too, I have to go over. So I'll be posting those probably either later on tonight or tomorrow.
What did the clip say?
What's that?
What did the clip say?
It said haircut, Sharon.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I was doing. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't know. Well, I'm hoping this is going out live over the air. And I don't know who's doing the podcast. I'm guessing Blog Talk is doing the podcast. We're just going to talk about it live on air because we understand. We have no idea what we're doing here. So we're just going to talk about it the whole entire show, about what we're doing here and why we're doing it. But anyway, I wasn't supposed to have a show tonight, but I started a Blog Talk Radio show because I thought it would be fun to have a Blog Talk Radio and somewhere else to fall back on in case I wanted to get on there right away and talk to some people. I'm sure we have no listeners at all right now because I decided to go on 5 minutes before showtime, so I didn't have time to promote it at all or do anything. But what are we gonna do? We're gonna play some files. What are we gonna do?
Let's play some files. Do your best.
Okay. Do you have some files too, Kristen?
Yeah, I have some. I've been gathering them. It's just the ones that I have aren't always as clear as yours, so I have to be really picky.
It's not picky. It's Blog Talk.
That's true.
We're not picky over here at Blog Talk. Whatever goes, goes. Let's see.
I think I have some in the file section. Actually, I have millions in the file section.
File section of the RTSC board on Yahoo. Go to yahoogroups.com and type in RTSC. You'll find the Yahoo group, and you can go in there and join. If anybody catches this on the podcast, you'll know where to go and find files. I do have a lot of files. I want to play some for you right now. That's
you have some really cool ones. You know what, Kyle? You could let that. I thought, I don't know if you can play it on the air because it has a curse word. You know what? Do you still have those John Lennon files?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those were cool.
They were cool. They were cool because they're actually in a British accent.
The one with the bullet, hedge dice.
Yeah, and this is weird. I always remember those files because I thought they were so cool.
Yeah, and the voice is
in a British accent. Such a British accent. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's see what we got here for... I got a whole section of EVPs for the show. Let's see. I did that already. Yeah, he fights with us. No, I don't like that one. See, this is so unsketched. You know, we didn't plan this. This is great. I love it. I love being free. do whatever I want, you know?
Hey, do we have the chat room set up? I can go over there.
I got the chat room set up, yeah.
Oh, let me see if I can get in there.
Yeah, I'll go into
I don't have the chat room over there. I have a Block Talk chat set up.
Oh, I don't know how to get over there.
Oh, I'd have to send you the link, but you have to get on the computer first. Let's see.
I'm on the computer, but I'm not on Skype or anything. I'm on the other computer that I have in this
sound. I don't know, it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's nice and clear that we could do the show, and you're on your cell phone, Sharon, so.
Yeah.
So it actually works out.
Yeah, it works great. This is the first time I've done it with my speakers and not my headphones. So.
Oh, so you don't have headphones on there?
I do, not right now. Normally I wear them.
That's all right. I did get a couple of good files today. Oh, you know what? I'll play today's files. That way I'll give people a sneak peek of what the new stuff is.
Oh, nice.
I have some new files, too, I could play you.
Yeah, see, this is exciting.
Oh, man, I could play them over my recorder.
Yeah, we don't judge here with Blog Talk.
At least you know it's like not clipped and chopped.
Chopped, pasted, nothing like that.
No.
Nobody here fixing up a file to sound like they want. Okay, now, little story behind the Frank's Box files I'm going to play. I got a Frank's Box 27 Frank built back in December 2007, I want to say. Things like always broken, but I sent it back to him the last time. He changed all the speakers, fixed everything, and he actually fixed the random voltage generator, which is pretty popular with some investigators out there. One investigator out there who claims RBG is the only way to communicate with spirits. I'm not going to mention names, but he knows who he is. Chris. So...
not Chris Sun, no.
Chris, you say Chris? Oh my God, I didn't even say Chris. That's crazy that you read my mind. Wow, we have a gift. I can't believe it. It's crazy. So yes, the RBG does work, but it's not the only method that spirits communicate. I think we've all found that out.
Yes.
With different methods and shack hacks and...
And Steve's watermelon that he gets communication out of.
My watermelon is great, but it's only seasonal communication, so.
Okay.
All right, so this one's a pretty cool file I'm going to play for you. This one, I said, I can't even hear you guys at all. This is what I said this one. You know what? I can't even hear you guys because I'm all frustrated. Things are going on in the community and things are bothering me and stuff is, the box is maybe taking the back seat. I'm not really sure. So I sat there and I said, you know what, guys, I don't even hear you at all. So here's the file I got when I said that. Here's, I'm going to play it for you now.
I'm hearing nothing at all, guys. I'm sorry.
All right, what'd you hear?
Are you crazy?
No, see, I heard, are you listening? But it could be, are you?
Oh, okay. Play it again.
All right, I'm going to play it again.
I'm hearing nothing at all, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got it. Listening. I heard
it was separated. It said,
yeah.
Are you listening? So
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like listening.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I mean, I told him I couldn't hear him at all, and I said, you know, they basically told me, you're not listening. You know, we're here. We're checking out. We're seeing what you're doing. So, now, Bill Chappell, for those who don't know, for nobody's listening, so it doesn't matter. Okay, Kristen and Sharon. Bill Chappell came up with this new device that I told you about, and you guys have heard already. You can communicate with Skype, and you can call in a number on Skype, and it contacts you with yourself, basically, and it translates your voice into magnetic tones, which leads you to talk to yourself. So
I talk to myself all the time.
Then that'll be perfect, you know.
I know.
I think we have some people in the chat room, believe it or not.
We do?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm 244, so.
Yeah, I have 43 and 470.
Awesome. Hello, 70. Hello, 43. I'm trying to figure out how to change my name, but it won't let me.
Yeah, we got people waltz that ended up in our chat room. I don't know. That's awesome, though. I like that. Welcome, people. Let me welcome the people to the chat. Welcome. This is like a silly show. I love it. Welcome. Welcome.
No, yeah, it's awesome.
Welcome to
I'm actually sitting out on my deck with a beer and a cigarette.
Oh,
the way RTSC should be done. But anyway, let me get back to that. Oh, Bill, anyway, you call in it, it takes your voice, it translates your voice into magnetic energy, spits it back out to you in some sort of vocal tones that may or may not be communicating back to you. So that's kind of cool. You know, something Bill has been working on, and Bill's a, you know, I try to talk to him on a limited basis because he's way, way smarter than I am. So we really don't have much to talk about other than the fact that I want to try out his stuff that he comes up with. So he came up with the Skype thing, and he's checking it out, and people can call. And I think I have the Skype contact that people want to, if they listen to this on the podcast, they can go over to it and check it out. It's if you're on Skype, you can just go over to Crossover Talk. Just the Skype name is Crossover Talk. So go,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so go over there, and when you get on Skype, just go into, when you're looking for a name, just type Crossover Talk, no spaces, and it'll contact you right directly where you need to be, and you can talk and you can have a conversation with.
So, Steve, have you tried this out yet?
I didn't. I went on there briefly for a second or two. I couldn't really hear it. It was really quiet. You have to really crank your volume up. I didn't do that. I had other stuff to do. So, anyway, I did try it briefly, and I did hear something come back. I couldn't make out what it said, but it was definitely something. I can't discard it and say it wasn't anything because, you know, I got to give credit where credit is due. Bill, if he does anything, it's most likely going to work at some point. So, Kristen, have you tried it at all?
No, it was busy when I tried it. I'm going to wait till tomorrow when less people are trying to get in.
On Memorial Day? Happy Memorial Day, people, by the way.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow. Yay for me.
How do I?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just terrible, I guess. Now, Kristen, can you type something in the chat room to see if the chat room is working?
Absolutely.
Is it possible?
Yeah, hold on.
Like, hey, Steve, you're a jerk or something like that?
Hold on, I got to figure out where I am. Hey.
Hey.
Something. Well, we lost 4-3. How come it's not letting me type?
I don't know.
I'm trying to type. It's not letting me type. It's just us two in there now anyway.
Where'd everybody go?
They're all gone.
Oh, crap.
They must not like us.
It says,
oh, it's a comment in the chat. You must be logged in.
So oh, yeah, log in.
I'll log in. Okay.
All
right. I'm like trying to type, it wouldn't let me. So play one of your best.
I'm going to play another. Well, no, I'm going to play another file from today. These are clearly not my best, but they're files from today.
I knew.
This one, I had to set the stage with the Bill story because I said, is Bill's new device going to work and is it going to change anything, whatever? You'll hear my question. And I hear it could, definitely. Or it could say something else. I want to let you decide what you think you hear. I hear it could, definitely. So let me check this out here.
Is Bill's invention going to be better for the research? Definitely. Okay.
Just definitely.
Okay.
It's just definitely. That's what I hear.
Okay, let me hear it again.
Is Bill's invention going to be better for the research? Definitely. Okay.
Yeah, you could hear. I definitely heard the definitely.
That was a good file.
That really was a good file.
Yeah, I heard the definitely, but when playing it back, in amidst the white noise and clutter, I think I heard it could or it's good, definitely.
I hear it could.
Yeah, it really could go either way. But that's what it is. That one. Kristen, did you get in the chat?
Yeah,
okay, hey, all right. So it's just you and me in here.
Yep, just us two.
I like
we're
it.
Talking amongst ourselves.
So, the link, and I could get in the chat.
Yeah, well, how do I send you the link?
Send it to my AOL, no?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. Let me do that now. Hang on. Are you on there right now?
Yeah, well, I'm walking from outside, and I'm back to the computer.
All right, I just sent it to you, so once you get on, you can do it. Anyway, this one says, I don't even know. The answer is the same. I don't remember what I asked.
Okay.
Let's see. The answer is the same. You'll hear the question. Hang on.
It's awfully loud, isn't it?
Yeah, I said it's awfully loud, and it says it's the same.
It's awfully loud, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, I heard same really clearly. I may be just making up the other words. But, you know,
not you.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make up stuff to fit your situation. Yeah. Some people are aware that some people do that.
Yeah.
Not going to mention any names again. No. I'm not going to do it.
Can I mention those names? I'll be good.
Block talk. We can do anything.
No one's listening.
No one's listening. It's great. I'm so...
Okay, tell me what you guys hear. This one is from me, and I'm going to turn my thing. It goes really fast, so I'll loop it. Okay?
Okay.
Kristen?
What did you hear?
All I heard was hi. That's all I can make out clearly.
I heard Kristen.
Okay, it starts off Kristen.
I'm on the phone, so it's hard for me to hear.
It says, ghost back in your house, and then pause, and then life.
I thought I heard Kristen.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do I log in?
Okay, that was it. But it says ghost back in your house, and then life.
See, now the life I heard is hi. I don't know. It sounded like a woman just going, hi! You know, like she's like, just joined the conversation. I did hear the other part after you said.
Yeah.
But it was kind of hard to make out at first when you first played it because I was kind of like lost when I was listening.
Well, yes, it is. Like I said, my stuff isn't as clear as yours. So, and Joe's
no,
body, so
it's
choppy. It's
that,
choppy.
It's Joe Choppy. I've made it. That's why.
Yeah, Joe Choppy.
Joe Choppy. All right, Sharon, you in the chat room.
I'm getting there.
You guys 2515, right?
I'm logging in now.
Are you logging in? Do you have a login to Blog Talk?
Say hi, 2515.
Come on.
You have to log in. You have to register with Blog Talk to get a login.
My login attempt was not successful.
Yeah, you have to actually, you don't have a login for Blog Talk, most likely, so you have to... You have to make an account.
Have to what?
You have to probably create an account.
Oh. I mean,
you can probably... Your guest 2515, so...
But it won't let me type.
Oh. So, yeah, you're going to have to register.
Okay. Register. Okay. I see it.
You do see it? All right.
Yeah, I see the register on the bottom.
All right, in the meantime, while Sharon's figuring that debacle out...
Play another.
I'm going to play another.
All right.
This one I was told it was definitely just radio.
I know. I remember this. Okay. Yeah.
How do you remember it? I haven't even posted these files. It's from the...
Because I remember that little... You're just listening to radio. It's radio frag.
Well, you know the general statement that you're just listening to radio. You don't know my file because I didn't play it yet for anybody.
Okay. So it's a different one. All right.
It's totally different. This was recorded this morning. I did not post it to my group yet. And I was told by one person who tells Sharon all the time that her files are just radio fragments.
That's what I was referring to.
Yes,
okay.
We're not going to mention names again. All right, so this one says, typically in death. That's all it says. It just says, typically in death. I'm playing again.
Oh, heard it clearly.
It says, typically in death. And I don't know, I hear the radio sweeping because it's on a random sweep, so it's definitely sweeping. I don't know how that could be possibly random radio fragments, but I guess anything's possible. So
yeah.
But
it could snow in July too. So
Kristen, you got another one?
Yeah. Here's one. Now this one's kind of weird. Hold on. Let's see what this is. Okay, this one was a manual sweep. And I was ending the conversation. Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Did you hear that?
I heard like, okay.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I definitely heard okay, bye.
Yeah, and then it says, you're welcome, friend.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm
hearing the stuff that definitely jumps right out at me. Right away, that's the stuff I originally hear, but once you tell me and play it back, it definitely says that. So that's cool.
This one is manual sweep, the first time I ever used a manual sweep. What did that say to you?
Yeah,
don't know this box. Okay.
I couldn't hear that at all.
Okay. See, the socks.
That one I didn't hear.
Okay.
Actually, let me see. I'm going to do something really cool here in a minute, but not yet.
Sorry.
You know, hey, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm clicking register and, like, nothing's happening. So, I don't know.
Sharon, I'm going to do something funny.
I have more guests now.
I do?
Two, yeah.
Yay! I got more people. 5 minutes before showtime, I posted to the group that I'm doing a show, so if I get anybody, that's great. Let me see if I could...
Why won't it register?
I don't know.
Here's one. Listen up.
Download it now. Maybe I have to download it now.
Yeah.
No, that's your time.
That was you need to just lighten up.
I heard you need to. I definitely heard that. That was cool.
Last one was more sing song at the end. Just lighten up at the very end.
All right. I'm going to do something really quick. This is going to be 1 minute and 10 seconds. This is for Sharon. This is a tribute to Sharon. Sharon, be out there. Listening?
Yeah, I'm here.
This one's for you.
Okay.
All right.
I have a feeling I know what this is. I knew it. Oh, this is awesome.
I got a goosebump. It's on my desk. When I turn it on, I don't get no rest. Cause I'm playing all night. And the voice is all right. I got a goosebump. I don't want to sleep at night. It's getting up and down.
Wait, there's a file at the end.
You know, Kristen, Steve sent me that song, and I took it, and I have no luck with EVP Maker. So I actually loaded that song into EVP Maker, and I got a file, and the file said, playing with a banjo. And it was like the first EVP Maker file I got.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't think I have that anymore, but anyway.
Yeah, it's in the file section.
See, I would never play that on my regular radio show, but this is Blog Talk.
Yeah.
I'm like so revived, and you know, I'm alive here. You know, I don't have to worry about rules or nothing. I'm a loose cannon over here.
Okay.
Nice.
But anyway, let me play this one. This one's Noah from today. I only have one more after this. I asked him about the random if it was working, and they said we can work it. So that's the file that I'm going to play. Right now.
Okay.
Are you able to use the random?
Yeah, that's like really rough, man. Let's see.
It says, like my stuff.
It says we can work it. You may not be able to hear it. That's what it says. Though.
Are you able to use the random?
We can work it. I heard it.
Yeah, that's like, as my sister would say, it's robot rough.
Robot rough, yeah.
Yeah, it's robot rough. But like when you play the EVP maker files and stuff like that, it's just terribly robotic. So, I got one more. This one says, your box, Steve, served its part. So, this almost sounds like the end. So let's just play this and play some taps afterwards. Let's see.
I heard those locks.
Yeah, you know what? It says ghost box, Steve.
It does.
It does say ghost box.
Yeah, it doesn't say, I thought it said your box. It actually does say ghost box. Yeah, good pickup.
That's pretty cool.
Ghost box, Steve served its part. That's pretty good. I like that.
You know, Kristen, you do got a really good ear for stuff. Because sometimes when I post my files, I don't put everything in that I think it says, because sometimes, like, I hear something in the background, like, I'm not going to hear it, so I'm not going to write it. But you always catch.
I do. I pride myself on my good hearing. I'm
Yeah, you always catch the stuff, and I'm like, cool.
Here's one that I did. This is for you and everybody. Try it again.
Good night, everybody.
Did you hear that one? I said good night, everybody, and I heard good morning.
Good night.
Well, it says, hold on. I said good night, everybody, and it says good morning.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Well, what was cool is that it was past midnight, just past midnight. I started that session at 11 o'clock, or, you know, right before midnight. And I said, good night. It's like, good morning, because it actually was morning.
Which goes to a theory that I conjured up.
Sure, you have theories, too?
I have theories, too, yeah. Yes, I have theories, too, and I think that our night is their day, and our day is their night.
Could be.
You know,
I think
it's opposite. From all the thoughts that I've got, like, because sometimes when I do it during the day, they're like, it's too early. You know, we're sleeping. So my theory, to use the term loosely, is that they're opposite us.
We're not talking about anybody in particular.
again.
Okay, here's another one from me.
Yes.
This is on my eSnip account, so it's got low. So here it goes. And it gets clippy. It transfers data.
Ready. Okay.
This one says, settle, and it says, you ready? And it says, ready. Okay, like what you're doing.
You ready? Ready, okay.
What was that?
That?
Was that 12-820?
This is the 470.
470, yeah, I didn't hear any clicking, so I figured
it was. Yeah, it was pretty staticky. I need to move so I can get better. I just want my next house, I don't care if it's $1 billion, as long as it has good reception, that's all I care about.
Well, you know what?
And grounded spirit.
I'll tell you what, if our blog talk radio takes off, you may have $1 million. So.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. But,
yeah.
We're off to a good start. How many people got in the chat room?
A bunch, but that can't chat because you have to be registered. We got one.
I can't, and I'm clicking register, and it does nothing.
Are you 32, 34, 42, and
46,
and
55? Actually, I'm 46. Never mind.
All of them?
36, 32, 30s. No.
You can only
Never
have
mind.
One, right?
I was being funny. It sounded like she was stating my measurements.
We got eight people trying to get into the chat, which is cool. So, anyway, at least they can maybe listen to the show. But anyway, let's go to break right now. I'm going to play a song, and it's only 3 minutes long, but it's a cool song. I love this song. Actually, maybe I'll pick another song. I don't know. Let me see.
Do what you want.
Maybe I'll play two songs.
Maybe you'll play Social D.
Nope, I'm not going to play Social D right now. What I'm going to do is play, I don't know, I'm trying to decide what I want to do here. All right, I'm going to play this song. It's a good song. And we're going to go to break. Everybody can get up. who's listening in that can go and go get refill their drink, get a refreshment, smoke
beer
their smoke their stogie, whatever they're gonna do.
Yeah.
And,
I'm walking around my house, so I can get up and get a beer anytime I want. This is actually pretty cool.
All right, so I'm gonna play this song, and we'll be back in 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Then I may go to another break again and play another song. I'm not sure what I want to do. But this one I'm going to play, and I love this song, so I'm going to play it. Enjoy. See you in 3 minutes. Bye.
Okay.
All right, guys, and we're back.
Hey, I'm here.
Did anybody hear that? Did anybody hear that? Did that go over?
That went over well.
Yes, it did.
Excellent, yeah. I'm like the ultimate producer. I'm producer Steve tonight, too. Sweet.
You don't need no stinking producer.
Oh, man, I'm having a blast here tonight, I'll tell you. This is
fun. Yeah, this is pretty cool.
This is fun and exciting. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to play, though. No, I do. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say you have a billion.
No, not a billion. What's wrong with you? Yeah, I have a lot, though. So anyway, if Bill Chappell's device takes off, then we could just throw our ghost boxes in the garbage, no?
So do you think it will?
I don't know.
I mean, the whole concept of having your voice come back at you modulated?
In magnetic form, it could. It's possible. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know about anything that goes on here, so...
I'm just grateful that he's thinking outside of the box and trying something different, because I know
is.
That's his concern.
He is. He's awesome at trying that stuff.
waking up in the middle of the night with some newfangled idea about magnetic tape. I would never. I wake up going, oh, gosh, I need something to eat, you know? That's about it. That's all my brain can handle.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I go, oh, crap, I got to pee. I'm too tired to get up and go pee. But anyway.
I know you for Christmas.
Yeah, a bedpan?
Exactly.
Mm. All right. Sharon, you can't play files because you don't have any right now. And let me see if I can.
So can't you just go, can't you go into the file section and grab them for me?
Don't tell me what to do, woman.
Go right into the file section. There's one really cool file that I'm
going to navigate. All right, navigate me. Where am I going here? Sharon's files? Let me go in.
Yeah.
Okay, what file is your particular favorite?
Okay, it says, they're not from me, I'm dead. That's fine.
And how long is this file?
This is an old file. It's an old file, but I kept it in there because it's my favorite. Because I caught this in real time, and it's six words in actual real time, but it was pretty clear when I was talking to Chris. And I asked her if he had any messages for me, and he replies, they're not from me, I'm dead.
Okay, let me play this for everybody. Hang on. Take a second for it to queue up here. All right, here we go.
Huh.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
Did you hear it, Kristen?
No,
I
play it again.
Right.
Play it again.
I didn't hear my question.
No, I didn't hear it. It's too far
I can't
away.
Hear it over that. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's a little rough.
Yeah, but it's so, like, if you were to pull up in the file section, it would be here.
I'm pulling up in the file. Let me play it one more time.
I heard dead.
Because I don't even hear me in that clip.
Yeah, it sounds really far away.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like,
Come on, I want to take this.
Who's got the party over there?
Me.
Hey, you got a party going on over there?
No, it's just one of my friends is here.
Oh.
But he's on the phone. That's actually not my friend. It's my landlord's boyfriend.
He's ruining my blog talk radio show, damn it.
I have to go back in my room. I'm trying to get on the thing. It keeps asking me for my password. And I keep putting it in.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes left on the show. I'm thinking you're not going to make it on before the show ends.
Probably not.
I'm just trying to be a realist here. Sharon, we got a new investigation. Sharon is my case manager at Keyport Paranormal. People know that. If they don't know that, they know it now. She's the case manager for Keyport Paranormal, which is my group, my paranormal group. Now, what have you heard about the our latest investigation in Marble State? Did you get anything?
Well, I'm going to say, I got to go. And the guy I couldn't meet with me last week because he is opening a restaurant. But he's a security guard there, and he said he would get me in. So I have to try to meet with him again this Tuesday. If all goes well, so.
Okay, well, if you meet at night, I will go, too.
Huh?
If you meet at night, I'll go.
You got to go.
Well, I don't know. You were going to meet during the day. I got to work.
Oh, yeah, I got to meet him during the day. I was talking about our investigation. Yeah.
Well,
it's going to
be
on
there.
Tuesday in the afternoon. I'll see if I can set it up for at night, one day during the week. Maybe we could do it one day during the week.
Take him out to dinner. Buy him a beer.
He could take us out to dinner in his new restaurant. But, I found out that, because I was trying to go through and do it the right way and get a permit, but it's pretty much impossible. So I've been talking to this guy, and he's really cool, and he's actually into spirit photography. And he goes back there, and he said he would take me and a small amount of people in. So it's not like we can bring a whole bunch of us.
So we're going to do it illegally.
Yeah, kind of. But he's a security guard. That's what he does there part-time. So as long as he can come and take some pictures with us, and he would love to see the investigation part of it because he's never done that, so he's very interested. So that's why he's going to let us in there.
You might get a new team member out of it.
Bruce might have to sign something saying if anybody gets hurt back there, we can't sue anybody. That's the only problem he had. I'm like, nah, we won't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people say we won't sue you.
Well, I might have to sign something, that's all. Or we all might have to sign something saying if we fall or trip over something and
you can't sue.
What if I trip over the security guy? Can I sue him for having big boots?
Maybe.
Well, play your John Lennon one before we run out of time.
Oh, all right. Hang on. Let me,
And Kristen, try to pull that file out of the file section because it's a really cool file.
Whose file?
If you listen to it later. That one that we tried to play that we can't hear over the air.
Oh, I will.
Why couldn't you hear it over the air? I don't understand.
I can't even hear it over the air.
Did you hear my song over the break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, at least that... I don't know. We have a phone. We have a caller.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
Do you know who it is?
I bet it's
one of those people.
What's that?
Or S.
BRS?
BRS.
BRS. No, 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 no. It's S.
Right, it's a ding, ding, ding. I win the prize.
You got it. All right. I don't really have time to take a phone call. I don't even know why I said take a phone call. I'll take a phone call next week. Next week, we're going to... Are we doing blog talk next week? What are we doing next week?
How are we going to do it at the same time?
I don't know, but the blog talk is so damn fun. I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
Right? It is funny, right?
It is fun. Yeah, it's definitely fun. And since they heard we're the comedian show of RTSC,
we're the chimps. The chimps before the trampies act.
Yeah.
We're the chimps getting out of the car.
The chimps before the trampies act.
Yeah. Now.
And we're.
I would love to picture that. Just picture that person on a trapeze. That's actually pretty funny.
It is. Now, what did you want me to play? You want me to play? Oh, the John Lennon one.
John Lennon
files, because those are awesome.
God, I'm gonna have to put my website. Should be able to hear the sound. Here. All right. We have a guest in there, Snowfire.
Yay.
And she whatcha call it, and she doesn't seem to be able to get the sound up. We'll have to work on that with her. Let me see if I can get to my site and try to find this John Lennon file. Now,
all right, while you're doing that, I'm going to play one that was really wild to me. Let's see. That's not it. That's not it either. Well, goodness gracious, this is not going to help at all.
That's right. I'm going to find one in the meantime, so we're going to be all right. Now, what does it say? It says weird or something, right? Is that like the one I want to play? The John Lennon one that says it's weird. I don't know if I...
Yeah, and that's a bullet. When you say, John, do you know what happened to you?
Yeah.
That's a really cool file.
That's a good one.
That's a great file, actually.
Best file ever.
Yeah, you get the best stuff, Steve.
I do.
You're the Thomas Edison Fox research.
This is going to be the end of... I don't know. People are moving forward with stuff. We're going to be passed up. We're going to be just... You know, we'll have a...
I don't know. I don't know. Don't put the stuff here, Steve.
We'll have a place in history, probably, but, you know... I don't know. You don't know? Nobody knows.
Okay. But I have feelings about it.
I have feelings.
Feelings.
I don't know. I don't have that. Stuff.
You can't find it.
I don't know where it is. Chris.
Okay. This one I got and it came through, and I don't know if it means the same thing as it does today, but I heard "Knocked Up Soldiers" in 1940s.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. I heard that file.
What does "knocked up" mean, though? I mean, could you imagine?
You don't.
I know what "knocked up" means.
I know what "knocked up" means.
They didn't have women soldiers in the 40s. I mean, specifically say 1940s. So I don't know. Hold on. Here we go. Southern accent.
That was really clear.
I know. And then right after that, the next one was "The Great Babel." It says "Babel." And then who won is in reverse "The Great Battle."
Is it Babel? Babel, maybe?
It sounds like the same Babel, but I heard it immediately followed the "Knocked Up Soldier" 1940s one, so I took it instead of Babel. I heard "Battle," you know, I took it as Battle. And then when I reversed "Battle," it said "Who won?" And here's another example of a reverse file, that a battle should not come back in reverse as we want.
Yeah, your reverse files are actually very cool, Kristen, I have to say.
I can't, I'm like queen of the reverse. Here's a great battle.
No. What? Great battle?
So it's great battle. Who won?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I don't know what knocked up soldier means. I mean...
Well, it could be females in the military. Then I don't know.
Maybe they're telling you something, Kristen.
Maybe it's a prediction file. I'll talk to you guys from the other side. I can't have any more.
Let's see.
The radio show from the other side.
All right, here's my file with John Lennon.
Awesome.
I asked if he's aware, because John Lennon is my all-time idol, and I asked him if he knows how he died, and he said, fucking bullet. That's what he said. And I think we could say that, because we're on Blog Talk. So let me play this file. It says, effing bullet. So let me play it for you.
I'm not aware how you died.
I'll play that again.
John, are you aware how you died?
You know, I don't even hear it anymore.
Play it again.
John, are you aware how you died?
Yes, rough as hell.
I heard it, though.
I did.
I think I've come a long way with, now I have no idea where the mini box one went, where the weird. I think I deleted that one from the site, so it wasn't easy to find. So. I have a lot of files to play. A lot. Too many.
Oh, you have millions.
Millions of files of play. Yeah, people can go listen to my files at keyboardparanormal.com. Go to EVP section. I got 500 boxes that I've used and different communication devices, and you can listen to samples from each and every one because I don't hide my evidence. I want people to hear what I get.
So I put my stuff on Eastman.
As a matter of fact, and I posted files from it last week, but Steve didn't listen to them. Steve came up with this device with this FM modulator, and Kristen, you listened to him, and I thought it was really cool. And I thought the files were very clear, and I think Steve needs to process a little more, because I really liked it. I mean, like, when I went to edit them, all I did was have to do nothing. I didn't have to amp them. I didn't have to do anything. I just clipped out the little crap in between.
That's awesome.
That was my whole Spirit Comp. That started the whole thing on the board with the Spirit Comp thing, and I was like,
I don't know. It kind of bums me out. Let's see what I could do. All right, here's one, which is pretty good. This one was from a TV show I did that they totally debunked my crap and didn't even play this file. And this was live during the TV show, and it was so very clear. And I can't believe they didn't put it on the TV show. This one...
But that would not help their purpose of debunking you.
I guess if that's what their purpose was, then I guess that would hold true. This one actually said, the light. We were asking for Thomas Edison. We're asking if what he built that was pretty common amongst everybody that is living right now. And he said, the light. Let me know if you guys can hear the... Oh, hang on. That was loud. All right, here we go.
Okay, Thomas Edison, if you're here, can you name us one of your most popular inventions that you created that's in everybody's house practically?
You guys hear that?
Hell yeah, that thing was clear as day. I cannot believe it did not include that on the show.
All right, the reason for my voice, I was taking hormones at the time, so I have a female kind of voice right there in that file. No, I'm just kidding. That's just the host of the Mystery Hunter show. But, yeah, that's Christina from Mystery Hunter. She was asking the question because we were doing her TV show. But, yeah, the light. And it actually, if you listen to it again, I said, you know, Tom, if you're there, and he says yes. Now, listen real quick because you're going to hear it. He says yes.
Okay, Thomas Edison, if you're here, can you name us one of your most popular inventions that you created that's in everybody's house practically?
I heard you're here, right after while she was talking.
And he clearly says the light, and she says, Thomas Edison, if you're there, he says yes. You know.
What was her reaction to that since you cut that off?
Oh, see, the thing is she was absolutely shocked. Like, the whole entire night she was shocked. like the sound guy actually like looked at me like he had, like I had like 10 heads. Like, what the hell did you bring here? You know, he because it was new at the time. You know, mm-hmm. this was back in July of 2008. You know, and I was doing this since April of 2007. So, I mean, I was doing this for a little while, but people are still really new to this. Still, to this day, people don't really understand what we're doing here. And that was a pretty, pretty good file, I think.
I just really, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I haven't watched your episode yet, because I'm just going to get pissed.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to go to that place, because it just, they should have played that. They should have given it a fair shake, but they didn't.
What they wanted to do, they wanted to go and do the session with me and get the audio that everybody can hear, and it's nice and clear, and everybody's like, wow, holy crap, what's going on here? Then they wanted to use the next segment for, like, did we really hear it or did we not really hear it? And, you know, they wanted an alternative take on that, and I guess that's what the show is about, which mm-hmm. kind of made me a little bit mad. But what do you think?
You know what? We need to do our own show, and you host it, and it's all live, broadcast, talk radio, whatever, and there's no skeptic on there that we have to worry about.
A radio show or a...
No, television. Your own television show.
How do you do a television show?
I don't know.
Is there a blog talk television?
You never know. There's YouTube.
yeah, they can only do 10 minutes at a time. We could do that, but so you just got to fly to New Jersey and we could do that. You're like, no.
I'll be your supporter from behind the scenes.
Okay. All right. So.
But you could put it on your site, too.
Yes. My site, KeyboardParanormal.com. Shameless plug. There we go. I threw it out there again.
I'm all about shameless plugs.
I am all about shameless plugs. Who else has anything to plug? Anybody? Anything?
No.
All
my stuff's in the file section, so.
On the RTSC Yahoo group. On yahoogroups.com, search RTSC, R-T-S-C, and you will find us.
Real-time spirit communication.
That's right, our real-time spirit communication, and that's us, and you'll find us, and you can learn, and you can post stuff, and we can tell you your files suck, and no, I'm just kidding, we won't be.
just radio crap.
Yeah, you do. Wait a minute, yeah, you do.
Well, if they suck, I'm going to tell you they suck. What do you want me to do? But anyway. All right, we got 5 minutes left, guys. What do you want to do for 5 minutes?
Let's play more.
You want to play more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, who
wants to play?
Oh, can I play one really quick? This is a good one.
Yeah.
All right, this one, Sharon, you were here for this one.
Okay.
Let me set the scene. This was Eastern State Penitentiary last summer. We were sitting out. This is right before Sharon broke my mini box into a million pieces.
Oh, okay.
You want me to tell that quick story real quick? We're sitting in a dark exercise yard, right? It's really dark. So we're, like, doing a session. We're getting all into it. Sharon, like, trips or something. She's all discombobulated. She bumps into me, breaks. Who's telling the story? I'm telling the story, right? She bumps into me. I break the jack. I break the jack off my mini box plus, so I have nothing. I can't plug a speaker into it. So, but anyway, before that, I got this file. It says "What's Up, Steve," and this was like the clearest "What's Up, Steve" to this date I have ever gotten in my life. It says "What's Up, Steve," and we were like, "Whoa, man!" You could hear us hear our reaction to it. This is pretty good. Hang on, let me play this for you. Let's stop breaking my shit, Sharon.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to play it again.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, that was awesome.
Did you hear how caught off guard we were? I mean, because that clearly didn't even sound like radio fragment. It didn't sound like a sweep. It sounded like it just, hey, what's up, Steve? Like out of nowhere.
Yeah. And you could tell it wasn't cut and pasted.
No. It was a very clear file. I don't know who you're referring to, but we're going to let that one slide. But anyway, yeah, what I see was very clear, so I was pretty excited about that. And during that, we should do another show dedicated to that Eastern State investigation. That was a good investigation.
That's when you let me, that is when you lent me my first book. You lent me the RX-125.
You know what?
And I ended up buying it from you. And
yes, and then you still have it to this date. So.
And I still have it.
You still have it.
I still have it.
I think, wasn't that the investigation we went on with somebody else that's doing this investigation, doing this research as well?
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything the whole entire
90 seconds.
No, but
yeah.
He
didn't do anything.
He sat in the corner and collect money.
He sat in the corner and he counted his money all night long until 3 o'clock in the morning.
He charged for sessions. He was charging people for sessions.
And he just
that were there.
And he just counted his money in the corner all night long, and it really, really made us mad. He didn't even say goodbye. Either than anybody else, they were mad. There was like 50 people there, and we were all upset that, you know, we paid all this money and got nothing out of it. People were following us around all night and trying to learn what we were doing and trying to get something out of the investigation because they knew the person they signed up to go with wasn't doing anything. So anyway, let me sign off now. We got like less than 60 seconds to go. Go to T4Paranormal.com. You'll find out everything you need there. I got all sorts of stuff. I got audio files. I got hacks.
The most useful website.
Yes, it's everything you need to know in RTSC until I get bumped off the block by Bill's stuff, and then you'll be no need. I'm going to take the site down. No, I'm just kidding. I'll leave it up there for people who want to do this stuff. All right, anybody, I have I may be back on this blog talk. This was a lot of fun. So let me sign off now. We'll maybe catch you next week at a different time, and I'll let you know when the time is. So
later.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. It was fun, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Hello? Hello?